was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name.
Josh Baldwin on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at joshbaldwin.com. Josh, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I remember the very first one. Mm-hmm. I remember getting the first album that like I had that I was like, this is my favorite album. I listen to it all the time. I think it was the Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure. Mm. I was big into 80s and 90s Christian music.
Yeah.
I wasn't like I wasn't allowed to listen to the secular music or you know, music that's not Christian music. But I just kind of did. I didn't care as much about that world wasn't open to me as much. I mean, I remember. When it was like, oh my gosh, I want to listen to Tom Petty, mm-hmm. U2, and all, you know, that kind of thing. And then they became like big influences on, especially like Tom Petty and guys like that. But it was as a kid, it was actually that had all the old Carmen albums.
Oh,
gosh,
I remember goodness. Those. Throwback.
Yes. I had Carmen albums. Stephen Curtis Chapman and some Michael W. Smith, the all those guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Carmen, rest in peace.
Yeah.
A wild little journey back then, man.
That was crazy.
Something else. Yeah. I don't always know what we were thinking back then in the 90s. 90s, 80s and 90s.
It was
nuts. We were off the rails. I know that.
Yeah. Is it a song? Is it a drama skit? What is it?
What is happening around me? What's going on?
Right.
Well, with that in mind, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Carmen, Tom Petty, the whole deal. If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, And just think about, you get to be there that day. Who would it be?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Gosh, maybe it might be Tom Petty, honestly. Yeah, that would just be cool. Maybe just to at least pick his brain about songwriting.
All right.
Yeah.
I had somebody, I had Leanna Crawford on recently. She said Jesus at first. I was like, look, I don't know if he performs music. I'm sure he could, honestly. But at the same time, nobody's going to pay attention to you. Nobody cares about you. They're there to see Jesus. That'd be the toughest warm-up of all time. I want to be around Jesus, but I don't want to open for Jesus. But
for real,
Again, we're here with Josh Baldwin on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Josh, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yes. It's called Love You Only.
Yeah. How old were you?
It is,
How old were you?
I wasn't old. I mean, I wasn't young. It wasn't like in my teens. I was 21, maybe.
Right. All right.
Yeah, I didn't, 21, 22, something like that. I think I was 21. In my teens, I never thought about writing.
Yeah.
I just would play other songs and, you know, play worship songs. Lead worship. My dad wrote songs and I would do his songs sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. It wasn't until I dropped out of college and went to that ministry school. And that's when I like started writing songs. And I remember I wrote that one and it actually got recorded, which is funny. The very first song I wrote was on our worship album that we put out for all the students at the ministry school.
And is it out there somewhere?
It's out there somewhere. And it's on my first album.
Okay.
Like the Kickstarter back in the day.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't like encourage people to go. I'm for years have wanted to just take it down off stream. One of those that like, please don't go listen to this. It's on that album, but it's on another called Jesus Broken. My song's not called Jesus Broken. My song's called Love You Only, but it's on an album, Morningstar Worship, Jesus Broken is the name of the album, and it's on
I'm
that.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to dig it up. It's going to happen. What's your songwriting process like today, Josh?
Oh, gosh. It just depends. I mean, sometimes it's an idea that's like, maybe it's just like a lyric idea or a title or a theme that I want to go after, and then it kind of... start working on it a little bit. And nowadays, more times than not, I get with other people and co-write and we work it out. But then a lot of times, I have tons of songs that started from little moments in worship that, you know, where I'm singing something and I'm just like, oh, I need to remember that's something else. I need to like grab that. And, it just depends. And then I'll have times where, I'm just scheduled to write. Cause it is, in a good way, it's like it's my job, and honestly, the more when I started to like look at it that way, I started to write more. I was just intentional about it instead of just waiting for you know the times when I get inspired, and then I just start writing like that. Actually, you'd be shocked at how little that happens. That you just get inspired out of nowhere to write a song and be creative. But I think nowadays it's like, well, I'll just set schedule, you know, like maybe next week. Okay, I have Tuesday and Thursday. I'm having a writing session with these people, whatever. David Leonard, we were talking earlier. And a lot of times I'll go into those times and I won't even have any ideas. I'm just like, I'm fresh out. I don't feel like I got anything to bring. And honestly, go into those times. A lot of times, you know, maybe somebody else has something they offer, but there's plenty of times we all get in there and we just talk, we, you know, get together for an hour and we talk and talk about our life, what's going on in our lives, and something sparks like, hey, let's go in this direction and try to write. And it just kind of, a song comes out of that moment, or at least, you know, maybe a whole song, maybe just the beginnings of it, but it just comes out of those moments, just being together with friends. And I love that. I've started to love that as much as anything. Just even the pressure and like the adventure of going in and having nothing and then just like being together and knowing that, like, you know, we're all good at what we do. We've all been doing this a while and crafting songs. So we're going to get together and we're going to, you know, find a direction and then let's go down it. And So yeah, it's just, it's kind of a random thing. I definitely have voice memos and notes on my phone of, you know, little ideas here and there that I try to keep.
I love that, because what you're talking about is just sometimes you're going with nothing and you just start talking, because the reality is, and what you know is, there's something there. You know, there's something going on. There's a story. Yeah. There's always something there if we just listen. Take the time to listen.
Right. And a lot of times it's better. There's been plenty of times too that I've gone in with an idea like that I thought was pretty awesome, or at least could get us down the right track. And I bring it, or somebody else brings theirs, and we kind of like, oh yeah, yeah. But then we end up talking and going a completely different direction because of like our talk and our, you know, sharing our hearts right there. It actually is 10 times better than any of the ideas we actually came with. Like, actually it was. And so I think that's even a lot of times why I don't care as much about having that, because it's like, I feel like we're going to go down the path that we need to go down just after we've been together and shared. So
I love that.
I want to dance like David, I want a faith like Paul, I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving, body raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving, body raising, breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, because there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
We're wrapping up here with Josh Baldwin on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at joshbaldwin.com. Josh, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Oh gosh, yes, I'm so nervous.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. What's your favorite junk food?
What would be junk? I mean, I love pizza. Is that junk food?
That's junk What's food. That's junk- I accept that. What's your favorite kind of pizza? From where?
Oh gosh. You know what? I'm a sucker for Domino's thin crust pizza.
It's so good, Josh.
It's so good. It doesn't make me feel as bloated as all that crust stuff, you know?
It's so good.
I'm old now. I got to start thinking about how am I going to feel after I eat it.
I get it. I could tell a story there. We're going to move on. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, cookies and cream. Get all the other flavors out of here.
Is there a particular place?
I don't care. I like it all. Cookies and cream anywhere is not bad at all. Like, that's the thing.
We're going to talk off the air in a minute. I got something for you. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
One to seven dwarfs. I don't think so. Happy?
I think Happy's right? one. Yeah, we'll take Happy.
Grumpy.
That's two. You went from zero to see. This is exactly like when you walk in those songwriting sessions. You think you got nothing, and you got two right there off the bat.
Do I have to name all seven, or can I name
one? You've 200% more than I even needed. What color?
Sleepy?
Yeah, I think that's one too. What color is your toothbrush?
I have a black. I have a black like Motorola, like Sonic Care one, but then I also have a white, just normal toothbrush that goes on the road with me a lot. So. I'm black and white.
See? There you go. The movie about your life, the Josh Baldwin story. What actor would play you?
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's a good one. I can see that too.
Yeah, dude. Bradley Cooper. The only reason he came to me mind is the whole reason my hair is even grown out longer now than it was years ago is because my wife watched that movie with him. With his hair growing out and his beard. And she was like, I want you to grow your hair out and look like this. And I was like, I don't think my hair is just going to make me look like that. But it was closer than I thought. I was like, okay, my hair is somewhat like that. So,
honey, this conversation is slightly hurtful, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try. It's like, I don't love where we're in this conversation, but okay, like, I'll do it.
I hope I get close to that. We'll see.
Yeah. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. Which one's in the Marvel ones? Iron Man? I don't know. He's the one that died, though, right?
Did he?
Spoiler alert. Okay. In the last
one. Listen, anybody who's listening after we told their kids to drop out of college, they just shut this thing off.
Oh, yeah.
Ask a couple of questions. It's just me and you. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, board game. I'm not much of a board game guy. We do cards here and there.
What's your favorite?
There's a new card. There's a card game that we love called Play Nine.
Okay.
That's kind of based off golf, but kind of like a, is it Rummy? Kind of like that kind of vibe.
All right. Play Nine. I'll check this out.
Five crowns.
That's the reason I asked this question, so I can learn more games. Play Nine. All right. Check it out. Favorite cartoon growing up?
What was my favorite cartoon growing up? You know, back in the day, I would come home from school and watch, it was like this this cartoon called Tailspin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tailspin. It was like three in a row. They would have like Tailspin, like Chippendale Rescue Ranger, and like what's the duck? DuckTales.
There
was like all those three just back in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s. Yeah.
Darkwing Duck came on in there. Did you watch
Darkwing Duck? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we were watching the same things. I'm with you. Would 12-year-old Josh think you're cool today?
Yeah. Because my son is a lot like me when I was 12, and he's 12, and he thinks I'm cool.
See, there you go. That's how you know you're winning. And last but not least, something you hate everybody else loves.
Something I hate everybody else loves. I was thinking of something like this the other day, and it was a great one, and I wish I could remember it.
It's going to come to you at 3 in the morning.
You edit this down to like match it where I'm like, I answer this really quick. You're like, I hate when people take a long time to answer. What was it? Oh my goodness. It was something, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't like those. Dude, I can't. It's killing me. And now, honestly, anything else I think of, it's going to feel made up. And I'm like, this one is so much better. What am I doing? But you know what? I mean, I'm not a fan of Twizzlers, and I feel like a lot of people love them.
Oh, my son loves them. I don't like them, though. I support you in this. But my son loves them. I'm like,
wow. That's a random one.
Like, how do you eat There's, Twizzlers?
Yeah.
It's just wax. Why don't you just go get a...
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, we got there.
Sorry for this. I just think New Year's Eve is the most overrated holiday.
I support this too.
I think it's such a lame, it's not lame, but it's the biggest letdown a holiday ever. It's just kind of like.
Because the ending's not real.
Yeah. And it's just cool. And there's so much pressure to like make it a special night or party or whatever. And it's just,
and you just want to go to bed. You're like, I'm trapped. I'm trapped at a stranger's house.
Right. That's such an old guy answer, but I kind of feel like looking back, I probably always felt that way. I felt this like pressure to make that holiday really special. And yeah, I think New Year's Day is cooler. Like, let's start off the year, we'll get together our family and do dreams. And like, here's what yeah, New Year's Eve is just, it's overrated, especially when you have kids. It's like, listen, you're done going out and partying until midnight.
Yeah, we're going to.
What are you
going to
do? You going to get a babysitter and just ruin her New Year's Eve or his New Year's Eve? You know, like, so.
Gouge you. Yeah. Right. Even New Year's Day has this pressure of like, well, I got a flat tire today.
The New Year's is already. Right.
I'm going to do. I support this. And Josh, be honest with you, I am alarmed at the number of times I hate the thing that people mention on here. I think I hate a lot of things, but it's all right. It's all right. He's Josh Baldwin. I'm Behind the Tunes. Learn all about him at joshbaldwin.com. Josh, you've been a ton of fun today, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Dude, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been fun.
I let go long ago, thinking I knew everything. Listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, sisters and brothers. The mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old eyes to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain too great. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh.
same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.